From newsounds.org, it's time for another remote edition of the Soundcheck podcast. I'm John Schaefer. Today, we are really remote. I'm in my home in Brooklyn, and my guest, Simon Mejia of the Colombian band Bomba Estéreo, is joining us from his home outside of Bogota, the Colombian capital. Simon has a wonderful solo project under the name Monte that marries electronic dance and ambient music with the sounds of nature, and he's going to play a set for us today of songs from that album. Simon, the last time we got together was with the whole band in our studios a couple of years back. That seems like a long time ago.
Yeah. Everything seems longer now, no? With everything that's happening, like time stretched.
Yeah. The idea of mixing in bird songs and natural sounds, that's not new for you, right? I mean, the big song, To My Love, that has a kind of a bird call woven into the song, right?
Yeah, it was. I think it's something I had in my mind for a long time, because the music that inspired us for doing the Bomba Estéreo music and a music that has inspired me is folk music from Colombia, like traditional folk music that is blend between indigenous music and Afro music, no? And studying and investigating around, especially the indigenous, that is like the original music from here, from Latin America, from all over the Americas, I understood that their main inspiration was nature. For example, with all the flute playing, was inspired by the birds singing, and the seeds of the maracas and the, you know, the shakers were inspired also by nature sounds or the flow of rivers. So I wanted to like explore more around that concept and try to bring it to my electronic music world.
Yeah.
But in a more deep, in a more like kind of ambient approach way. So I started experimenting. I started first recording soundscapes. Colombia is a very green and very rich country in terms of nature. So every time I went out, I took this little microphone and I started recording stuff. When I was in the Amazon, just listening to the whole ambient of the sound, I was thinking like, this sound like the perfect electronic synthesizers. It's like nature is like a perfect synthesizer. So that was pretty amazing. It was like an inspiration for doing all this music for this album.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Simon, you use the word ambient. And when Brian Eno coined the term ambient music, he meant something that sounds very different from this Monte project. But despite the different sound, it seems like you were both going for something where it wasn't just music as music, but it was music as a kind of environment, a kind of atmosphere, it seems.
Yeah, totally. And it's been also a big influence, though, his work and all the like old school ambient music. Because what I love about that and all that movement and everything is that it's not only about music, but about sound and about what sound makes to the atmosphere and how sound affects spaces, affects people, no?
Yeah.
And I also love about this term ambient because, for example, in Spanish, when you talk about environment in Spanish is ambiente. Mm. It's ambient. So for me, this is kind of like the real, real ambient music because it's about environment and it's ambient at the same time. So it's like ambient music and música para el ambiente, no, for the environment.
Yeah. Well, I want to give people a chance to hear you playing this music there in your home. But before I do, let me ask you one other question, which is the name Monte. Explain why you chose to use that name and not Simon Mejia for this project.
Yeah, well, I wanted to get a little bit away from me, like from my persona, but also the word monte is really interesting here because it simply translates to mount, to like a small mountain. That's a literal translation. But here in Colombia, it's very commonly used to use the word monte to denote places like, for example, the jungle, places that are not accessible, that are wild. So it's kind of a cool word, and it's very, very colloquial, very like local language word.
Yeah. Well, the individual titles of the songs you're going to play for us, and they all run one into the other, they kind of echo that theme of nature and the environment. We have Mirla, which is, that's a specific kind of bird, right?
Yeah, Mirla is, I think in English, the species should be blackbird.
Blackbird, right.
They're very famous because the singing is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And then Sol, of course, is sun. And then Hungla is jungle. So we get, you know, in the space of three songs, we get a pretty wide angle view of the environment that this album covers. There is a folk instrument in Mirla, which I assume is going to be on a backing track here. Is that a charango or a ronroco?
It's a charango. It's a charango that is really an Andean, and a very beautiful Andean instrument. With bomba estéreo, we've done more like Caribbean instruments. The music is more like Caribbean orientated. And this charango is like up in the mountains where it's cold, you know, it's more like a nostalgic, melancholic instrument that a friend of mine who plays it very well did it for me in this track.
All right, so we'll hear that in the first of these three live performances, At Home by Simon Mejia, who records this project under the name Monte. The album is also called Mirla, right? That's the name of the whole record.
Yeah, the record is called Mirla because it was kind of an emblematic moment of the album.
It's a great way to start the set, too. So here is Simone surrounded by keyboards. There's an electric guitar that'll get picked up at one point and lots of little knobs and devices to play around with. Here, live on Soundcheck, is Monte with a set of three works from the album Mirla. Thank you.
Two.
That is a live set, DJ style, with one song running into the other from my guest Simon Mejia, who records under the name Monte when he's not leading the Colombian band Bomba Estéreo. Remote performance from his house outside of Bogota, Colombia, and we heard three songs in order of appearance, Mirla, Sol, and Jungla, Jungle, from the new album by Monte called Mirla, incorporating the sounds of birds and nature. And Simone, at one point you picked up your guitar, which I couldn't help notice has the Rolling Stones Lips and Tongue logo on it. Are you a big Stones fan?
Yeah, who doesn't, no?
Yeah, I mean, who isn't, right?
Yeah, who isn't? I grew up, I inherited lots of Stones albums from my parents. Uh-huh. I grew up listening to, my parents were big, well, like 70s generation, 60s and 70s. They were big fans of the Stones and of the Fania. So I grew up listening to rock and roll and soul music and salsa.
And for folks who are not from New York and aren't aware, Fania, that came from here. The Fania All-Stars, that was all New York.
In New York, totally.
Yeah. So a lot of this album is both ambient electronic music and dance music at the same time. It's also, although you're not using words and you're not doing anything explicitly political, it's also hard to listen to this without thinking about climate change and preserving the environment and preserving the animals that we hear on this record. So how did you, how do you weave all that together? How much did you think about all that in putting this project together?
I think a lot, because this project came with the band, with Bomba, like 4 or 5 years ago when we did the Ayo album. Mm-hmm. We started like this strong environmental activism with the band, trying just to spread the message, of taking care of the land and everything. But at some point, I realized that maybe I got tired a little bit of doing activism through social media, through mm-hmm. words. And I thought, okay, I'm a musician, I'm a producer, I can do activism as well through sound. Because the main point of this was, of what we think about the environmental crisis and climate change and everything, I think that the main point of that is that as humans disconnected from nature, we lost connection with nature at one point. And that's the cause of everything that's happening. We've been only using nature with an extractive perspective, just taking out. But I think music and sound and art in general can be a path to reconnect ourselves with nature. Like not to lecture much, right. But just to use sound and make people reconnect with all that amazing and beautiful universe.
Now, obviously, you're not getting a chance to tour this music, but when you do eventually have that opportunity, what's it likely to look like? Do you have, there's a video that goes with the song Mirla. Do you have other visuals that will kind of reinforce that message?
I'm not thinking much about that. We cannot do that. We're like blocked from touring and everything. But eventually, I would like to do it more in a concert context. I'll do it more like in small places, art galleries, and like small venues to try to do like a visual installation around the music and make it more like a visual experience.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the visual experience, all during Jungla, you would put the electric guitar down, but you kept the guitar pick in your mouth. And at one point, I was sure you were going to swallow that thing. So I'm glad that didn't happen. But folks can check out the video on our website at newsounds.org. We've been speaking with Simon Mejia. The album under the name Monte is called Mirla. It's Simon, it's a wonderful kind of departure from Bomba Estéreo, but also kind of an extension of what you've done with them. So
yeah, I think they are different, but they come from the same source, like the music and the inspiration, as I was telling in the first question. They come from the same source, that is nature, that is all this indigenous and Afro influence from folk music here in Colombia and from this country, because it's very difficult to be a Colombian and live in Colombia and not being influenced by what you see, the positive and the negative. Now we have amazing nature landscapes here, and that influences you as a musician, as an artist, and especially with everything that's happening today with climate change all over the world. Colombia, I think, plays a key role in that, and we as artists have to kind of fight, no, to make the country be a better place and stop doing what's happening now, no?
Yeah. Well, Simone, you keep fighting that good fight. It's really great to see you again, and I hope next time we can do this back in our studio. And in the meantime, thank you so much and congratulations on the new record.
Thank you very much. I hope also playing in studios and going to New York is always an amazing experience. And doing radio, live radio and everything is, we love it. We love it.
Yeah.
We surely do.
All right. We'll see you again. And that'll do it for this remote edition of the Soundcheck podcast. My thanks to our technical director, Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, and you for joining me for this program. I'm John Schaefer. Watch the video of Simone Mejia's performance as Monte. It's on our website at newsounds.org and on our YouTube channel.